basketball, past the Senate. Help me, Jesus, help me clean my wounds. He said it cannot heal the God.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForum.com.
This is Apexman from GameAdvance.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
We're going to meet reality. Urban Terror.
Greetings and welcome. I am Oswald, your host, right here for Urban Radio on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Lots of speculation recently about 2.6, rumors of vaporware and a show of incompetence and no support for the development team seems to be echoing through some of the community. Of course, not everyone agrees with that assessment, but like a bad meal at a restaurant, maybe comments negative comments always seem to have more of an impact than positive ones. We've also decided to start accepting donations for the mod. And we're in final talks about t-shirts made by Vaporware. Actually, that's not the name of the t-shirt company. I'm just joking. As I said, I will have more on that, which will consume much of the show. With that said, we do have a good show, big show today. Hopefully, we will be able to touch on something that interests you. Right after the conclusion of the show, I am actually off 2-hour drive south to San Diego for the weekend. Can't wait to get the hell out of L.A. for a few days. You know what I mean? We are going to step right away, get through the song, and we'll be right back to start the show.
I'll see you in hell.
And when I have you in my sight, I'll hook my rifle nice and tight. You won't know that you've been found till I put you in the ground.
Man down!
Your team will be target practice, and for you I will not miss.
Oh, I'm in it!
You're tuned in on TSN.
UTSM.
Hey, welcome back to Urban Radio. Glad you could join us for the shoutcast this afternoon, actually this morning here in Southern California. A little bit earlier of a start, 11:30, as opposed to 1:30 Pacific time. As I said, I am heading south to San Diego and want to beat the weekend traffic. Before we get into the good stuff, I need to pay the bills and pimp those behind the scenes who continue to support Urban Radio. First, big thanks to TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Without their support and their servers, which we use to cast the show on, the show would not happen each and every week. So, if you get a chance, stop by. TSN does have something for everyone, from shoutcasting of some of the top games, such as RTCW and Quake 3, to weekly shows like mine, the Urban Radio Show, or the Mandatory Metal Show with Jeff D. And there's plenty of others. You can listen to Icy, you can listen to The Pond, Biggie Blanks. Cold Shot runs a Sunday blues show. It's all good, so you can go check that out, www.tsncentral.com, and see what they have to offer. And I also want to say thanks to Zach over at ZD Web Hosting. He continues to host all of our previously recorded shows right here on our, right here of Urban Radio. If you want to listen to what has gone on in previous shows, head over to the6floor.com or urbanterror.net. And click on Urban Radio. And of course, we want to thank you, all those out there who continue to play and support Urban Terror. Even though the things seem a little bit slow right now, that's far from the truth. We have been busting a nut here, not literally in Blade's case, to get 2.6 ready to go. And I'll get into that here a little in a little bit. And right after this, I do want to give out the Urban Radio server information for the day.
TSN is on air.
Hooray for boobies!
Hey, TSN!
TSN.
Alrighty, I am back. It's Oswald with you here, Urban Radio, brought to you by TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. As I said, we do have an Urban Radio server up and running today. I know many of you have been hounding me for that information. But before I give it to you, I want to make sure I can connect. You know, and it I would connect. Unfortunately, I don't know how to spell connect. There's not two C's in connect. There we go. I do want to thank C4 Dell for getting his game on and allowing us to use his server located here in Southern California, Pasadena to be exact, on a fat 100 megabit line. Server IP is 209.179.21.4. Port 27450. Hopefully you caught that. I will put that in pound Urban Terror if you're interested in playing it. There it is again. 209.179.21.4. Port 27450. Earthquake is, I guess, what the server is called. Earthquake de.evolve.logic. So check that out. Today we are playing Team Survivor. Some of the maps will include Casa, Golgotha, Rommel, Docks, Subway, Cambridge, Laneway 2, Demolition, and so much more. Friendly fire is on, so don't snipe your teammate in the ass. I'm sure he does not want to be shot. So I'm going to step away as I prepare my soapbox, and when I return, I will lay it all on the line for the community right here on Urban Radio.
When we're together, I am alone. I dawdle down the street, shuffle my feet, don't want to go home. There's an antique store.
Dance with
balls.
Okay.
I want some balls.
All right.
Then I want some balls.
Balls Guarana is a high-caffeine soft drink made from the guarana berry.
A preparation from the seeds of a woody climber of Brazil used in making an astringent drink.
Balls, the most caffeinated drink on the market, gives you that energy you need to crush, maim, and destroy every last taunting bastard that gets in your way. Balls Guarana is available at supermarkets, gas stations, and convenience stores everywhere. To find that location near you, visit www.balls.com, then click on the locator tab at the top of your browser. So what are you waiting for? Visit www.balls.com and get your very own case delivered right to your doorstep. Balls.
Balls, and I do want some balls. Unfortunately, I don't know where to get any around here. I guess it means I have to resort to Red Bull for the rest of the afternoon. Oh, no big deal. It's Oswald, back with you here on Urban Radio for this Friday, September 6th. I've already gotten a few comments that for some reason I sound different. Well, I do sound different because I have some new equipment I've hooked up here to shoutcast through. And shouts out to Blanks for helping me get everything set up here. And you know, the cool thing... what's that? Oh, shit, that's not going to work, is it? Oh, I'm going to have to disconnect from the server here for a minute. I got everything, the controls on my fingertips here. It's very cool. I'm pretty excited about it now. It's almost like I'm a professional shoutcaster, except when I have the dead air. With that said, after having some personal engagements that caused me to cancel the show last week... As I said, we are back, chocked full of information to pass on to the community this week. I guess if you're looking for a release date for Beta 2.6, you can disconnect now because I do not have one. And we will have information on 2.6, but if you're specifically here for the release date, it's not going to happen today. Sorry about that. I'm sure we'll probably get half the people disconnecting off the server now, but... oh, well. So where do we want to start... We are going to cover many of the points, I don't know, that may have been, could have been brought up during the week in our, sorry, I'm trying to connect back to the server here. Hang on. This is what I mean by professional radio. We are going to bring up a lot of different points. We're going to touch on Beta 2.5, 2.6. I'm going to try to bring you up to date on the t-shirts. I was going to talk a little about the video conference that we're still waiting on, the PayPal link, and a few other things here. I'm expecting it to be a pretty quick show, like I said, as I have to get out of here no later than 1:30. So with that said, I can dust off my soapbox here and get up on it and see how this goes here after I reconnect back to the server. And there goes my phone, and you know what? Screw them. I'm not answering it. Yeah, Mungo, I'm sure I just scared away 70-some listeners. Oh, well. I'm sure if they think it's important, they'll come back, right? First, I do want to thank all those in the Urban Terror community for continuing to support Urban Terror. The development team has taken quite a bit of criticism in the past few weeks because we did not set a release date, and based on some comments, we are shutting out the community. Unfortunately, community's not privy to everything that Silicon Ice Development does. We do stand by our efforts and dedication to the community. We are people exactly like you. We have friends, we have families, we have full-time jobs, or we attend school. Basically, we have a life like you do. Well, most of you, I would assume. Some seem to forget this at times. As we are an amateur development team, everything that we have put into Urban Terror and the development of the community has been done on our free time. Volunteer. Okay. See, it's unfortunate that I don't get immediate responses from these. I got to think what I said about 45 seconds ago and look at the comments and try to see what I was saying. Anyways, back to where I was. As I said, we are an amateur team, and everything that's been done for Urban Terror and for the community has basically been done on our free time, just like you guys wanting to come out and support us. The mod has been under development since late 1999. And since then, we've really never asked for anything in return from the community but their support. Somewhat unique, I guess, after 3 years that a mod is still gaining new gamers and on top of the Quake 3 mod scene. But who knows? Is that a big deal or not? I guess it is. I mean, we'll be able to look back on it here in a few years and say, hey, cool. Urban Terror was the best mod for Quake 3 at one time. You know, I guess that means something in the grand scheme of life, right? This tenure we've had is not only a testament to the tight community, but the dedication and development team has had. Even though the faces might change from time to time, our drive and determination has not been diminished. We are a very tight team, seeing as most of us have worked together now for 2 or some up to 3 years. I know Crazy Butcher is one of the original people, and I actually came on right after Crazy Butcher, so basically I'm not even an original member, but a lot of us have been very close over the years, and you know, it really does help our communication skills and everything we do in the mod. Recently, I have received many negative comments, some criticism aimed directly at our team or me in general. Comments such as, you guys suck, you're too slow of a development team, I'm quitting if I don't get my 2-6, on and on and on. And you know what I have to do, but demands and ultimatums will get you absolutely nowhere, not only with us as a development team, but basically in life in general. Maybe as kids grow and mature, they might learn that, but right now, many of them don't. Many of them demand things things like that just don't go over too well. Beta 2.6 for Urban Terror is probably the most important release to date. Why, you may ask? Because Beta 2.4 was released February 8th, 2002, and that sort of began a downward trend for the mod, meaning that the last solid build was, 2.3, and that was released 6 months earlier in August. Obviously, this was not our intention, but things happened for a reason, and we could not look back at what happened, but move forward in order to solve our problems. The 2.5 release was mainly a bug fix for 2.4, since there were issues with server-side lag. But this new release also brought out a new aspect that, in retrospect, caused a world of pain to the entire community. A notorious headshot syndrome that was associated with the weapon movement penalties has just been amazing. I mean, that's probably the number one complaint among people who play Urban Terror right now, is that, you know, they keep thinking that newbies keep shooting them in the head. Or, you know what I mean. You play it, you know what I'm talking about. Since the Beta 2.5 release thing, things have become increasingly worse. Now, remember, this is my take on what's happening. It may not reflect some of what the development team thinks, but this is basically how I view everything right now. So if you have a complaint, lodge it to me, not to anybody else on the team. As I said, things have sort of gotten worse since 2.5 was released. Not necessarily with the mod, but some of the surrounding environmental factors. You know, by that, I mean the cheating, the hacks. Some wonderful hack created an OGC hook that basically worked with every Quake 3 mod out there. So, of course, it was not long before those gamers who said, oh, I don't cheat, began to download and use the bot. Llamas. Hell, why? I guess they wanted to feel elite. I have no idea. Couple this with the numerous wall hacks that were out there, and the community had taken a turn down the road that Counter-Strike did, unfortunately. Attitudes throughout the community also changed, and to be fair, the attitudes of the development team has changed as well. Personally, I've become quite short with the community at times, yet we'll still take the time to answer all your questions, or talk to you in IRC, or answer an email, even if that means repeating a particular answer over and over, which, you know, we will do, and we basically won't make a fuss about it. But I think you've seen it. I know people have approached me and said, hey, why are you so short now? Well, you know, it just gets frustrating at times, the development side. These are things that people in the community never really see. All you see is basically a final project. And those of you who hang in IRC or are on the forums on a regular basis, and, you know, you understand what's going on. But there's people out there who, you know, basically read the website, download the mod, and play it. And that's all they know. So, you know, sometimes they don't see actually what's going on. And I know a lot in the community really don't understand the inner workings. And I know we had a thread on this in the general forums, the inner workings of Sid and how we do things. And if you ask me, I don't think we have to share that information. Accusations on servers and in the community have begun to fly. Finger-pointing in an attempt to call out those cheaters who ruin your fun. But completely eradicating cheating is damn near impossible. And basically, to clear any rumors out there, this is actually a responsibility of id Software, not an amateur development team like Silicon Ice, because We don't have access to the engine. Now, if you want to spot us 250 bones or 300,000, yeah, we'll get the engine and we'll see what we can do. 27 spent a few weeks working on fixes, not only for wall hacking, but playing and defeating the OGC hook. Although I'm sure it would have only been time before that bot hack would have figured out what we did so he could update his code. Basically, it would turn to a pissing contest to see who could outlast whom. And chances are, since our development team works probably a little bit slower than a bot hack, he would probably outlast us. You guys see what I'm working at here. We would update, he would fix. We would fix to get around his hack, and he would update again. So Punkbuster is looking pretty cool now for the new point release for Quake 3. We're very excited about that, and I think I touch on that later. I'm not sure. Anyway, there was also a new bomb dropped on the Quake 3 community. It was the one that said id Software announces new point release. While it had been told that this was going to happen from a reliable source a few days before it was actually announced, I sort of threw threw a wrinkle into our plans here. But it also gave us a sense of relief. We would no longer have to divert attention from true development. That means fixing the game, fixing the problems, in order to combat cheating. And to date, we are actually working with id Software, as are some other mod teams out there on the new point release. So that's good news. I don't know if that's been said anywhere, but things are moving forward on that front. With that said, I'm only about in the middle of it here. I'm going to step away, take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on Urban Radio.
You're listening to TSN on
Speakeasy.
If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
Hey, it's Oswald, and we're back right here on Urban Radio. Brought to you by TSN, the Team Sportscast Network, www.tsncentral.com. And before I get back into my my little soapbox here, I got a pimp a contest we're holding over at TSN. It's called I Am TSN, and it's a contest for all. What does that mean? That basically means we want you to take a picture of yourself with the words I Am TSN somewhere in the picture and submit it to us here at the station. Each month, the TSN staff will select the wackiest, craziest, and most outrageous submission and give you some TSN swag. We'll pick a new winner each month until we get bored or run out of stuff to give away. And prizes will vary from month to month, depending on what Cold Shot has in his underwear drawer, which, from what I hear, is not too much. So you guys could get stuck with a pair of brown drawers for all I know. There are a few rules. Number one, the text I am TSN must appear in the actual picture, not edited in afterwards using Photoshop or MS Paint or any of those other programs. Two, nudity is not only welcome, but it's downright encouraged. However, you must edit out the naughty bits. Please, we've got teen rating here, and we want to maintain our position here and in the community. So untouched pictures of your naked sign-holding girlfriends will be accepted directly by members of our staff. Just ask. Number three, pictures in general should be as outrageous as possible. Basically, we don't want a picture of you sitting at your computer holding a sign that says, I am TSN, like Trav's been known to do. Number four, having said that, pictures should not contain that information that others may find offensive. Use your judgment, as will we. That means if we don't like it, you don't win. And finally, all submitted pictures become property of TSN, and by submitting these pictures, you understand and agree that TSN may, in the future, use these pictures on the website for promotional purposes. We will have a winner for September, so get your webcams fired up and send us a picture. And we also want to say, if you hang out on the internet in IRC, then go over to tsncentral.com and click on the Music Bot. Check out some of the tunes that the Music Bot plays. Some good stuff. Not too bad to just hang out, listen to, and game to. Thanks to Juno for the Music Bot. With that all said, we're going to get back into where I was. I had just spoke about the new Point release that id Software is working on. Actually, I've been talking to Timo recently. Timo, as you know, was a guy who designed the GTK Radiant, and he also works part-time for id Software. And we were actually able to have lunch with him one day while we were at QuakeCon 2002, bounce some things off of him. And Brian Dubé, that sounds better than Apoxel, doesn't it? Actually bounced it off those two guys and Yidnar, who you guys know from Q3 Map. And together, those guys, pretty impressive on what they knew when it comes to coding. As for Beta 2.6... sorry, I'm trying to look at the messages here going past and pound TSN. Somebody says, does TSN have a live webcam? Yes, we do have a live webcam. It is on the website. Just go to the homepage. On the left, you will see webcams. Click on webcams, and you'll see who on the staff has webcams. Juno, Coldshot, Megaboris, Trevelyan, Morris, Wizard, ViperX, Tantrum, Jeff T, Anthar, Arkvile, Boomerman, that wacky Canadian breaker, Bite, Blanks, who's got a picture of me up there on somebody else's body, and mine. So you can check out those webcams. I don't know how often some of these guys update theirs, but mine's usually running 24/7. Now, with that said, we get back into the development cycle for Beta 2.6. It does continue to roll along, and going back to something I touched on a bit earlier, our work is voluntary on UrbanTear, and unnecessary or rude comments and demands do absolutely nothing except make you look like an ass and sort of piss us off at times. The work we have completed on this version is laying the foundation for Beta 3, which, who knows, could work out to be Version 1. Right now, all our thoughts and skills are basically aimed at 2.6 in order to get this thing released so leagues and ladders can start up and everybody basically can have a good time. There are hundreds of fixes, changes, and tweaks in this upcoming version. Some of these we have posted on the website. Team Survivor Code has been completely rewritten. A match-ready CVAR has been added to for the teams to warm up. There's a G Casualties win rule. No more camping. If you happen to catch the clan base final, no, it's no shot at clan base or the clans that were participating, but if you happen to catch that, then you have some idea of what I'm talking about. There is a reduced movement penalty, an improved helmet. The weapons have been tweaked. A new UMP-45 model and skin, thanks to Blade Killer and a Crazy Butcher. A new AK-103 weapon and skin. We have tweaked the PSG-1 skin. UT Riyadh by .exe is completely updated. Docs is updated, and the spawns and flag positions have been moved by Battle Cow. Sorry about that. Metro, UT Metro by Barbecue is finished and ready to be rolled out. Ramil's minor bug fixes and new Watercock has improved the FPS on that level, thanks to Rabid Cow, Blade Killer, and a Barbecue for that. There's been some changes to the user interface. Call vote now includes a match-ready match start, and you can also call vote to turn on and off friendly fire. You do have the ability to kick bots from the bot menu. Of course, the AK has been added to the primary weapon menu. Flash grenades now look less intense when you are not staring at them. A new shaking effect when the grenades explode. Improved explosion code so it does not necessarily go through walls and floors. And I'm sure people are going to call us out on that. They're going to say, but it's going through the doors and walls and I died. You said it was fixed. Well, it's as fixed as it's going to be for 2.6. Deal with it. Sorry about that. If you hold the instant arm, high explosive grenades, you're going to get a funny little message there, a good time as we call it. We have implemented a mini-map, which I think I'll touch on here a little bit later if I have time. We've included CVARs for that, CG map size, map alpha, map arrow scale, arrow alpha, map position. Grenades no longer disappear when they're thrown through doors. The rotating door code has been improved. Now players don't get stuck. The area's hit detection values have been changed. Precipitation on terrain added. That's snow and rain. We've updated the sounds, eliminated all known wall hacks. And we have the best feature of all, the new spectator mode. And I'm sure some of you read my dot plan file here last week, I think it was. But thanks, Juno. I know the music bot loves me. I showed a couple pictures of... What did I show a couple pictures? Actually, I showed one picture of the new spec mode. And you can find that over on silicon-ice.com. Click on oswald.plan, and if you want to see what the spec mode looks like, that's what it looks like. Basically, it was implemented by Density for one reason and one reason only, for shoutcasting. Community seems to want more features and functions for it, but right now, it's going to be used for one thing, although there will be a client-side CVAR that will give you the power to turn it off or on, for example, if you're trying to record a demo. As I said, this list is a few months old as of this shoutcast. Since the QA team has identified many bugs that the coding team has fixed in one of the 12 internal builds we have released and tested. Another big misconception by some in the community is that Silicon Ice Development is spending too much time adding new features in Beta 2.6 while not addressing the more important issues. I believe 27 even commented, he said, by no stretch of the imagination is most of Sid's time spent adding new graphics, features, and weapons. 90% are bug fixes, 10% are adding the occasional bit of eye candy or polish. Unfortunately, it's sort of hard to show off completely rewritten Team Survivor code. I mean, you guys will see it. Hey, Density's on. What's up, Density? You guys will actually see it when you start playing, but, I mean, there's really nothing, you know, we'll show you a picture of four bots running each other. Hey, look at this, we have new Team Survivor code. You guys aren't going to be able to tell squat from a picture. So, if you continue to see us pimping new eye candy, that's the reason we're doing it. We are excited about what we have right now in terms of Beta 2.6. Right now, all the focus is on the development team, as I'm sure you're aware. There is a small percentage out there who think we will fail and that 2.6 is a vaporware. To that, I say rubbish. How can you say that? The t-shirts might be vaporware. Actually, they're not vaporware either. They're coming as well. Anticipation is running high in the announcement for the announcement of Beta 2.6 and its release date. Some have questioned or continued to question the delay of setting a release date. I think I even read in the forums this week that somebody mentioned they expected this release as long as April, and he's getting sick and tired of waiting. Well, unfortunately, that's that's development, and that's how we've decided to do it. So if you don't like it, you have two choices. Hang out and have fun with 2.5, or don't play it. Bottom line right there. Our best bet was before QuakeCon. Although, as you know, we did not set. We were pretty confident that we could get out before QuakeCon, but the announcement of the new point release was made, and that sort of made us go back into talks, and we reconsidered. Since then, it was actually a good decision on our part not to release, because it was not ready. Sort of forced, not forced, but community was wanting 2.5 in the worst way because of all the problems 2.4 caused. I can't say we were really ready to release 2.5 when we did. We did release it, and now you see what happens. We released something that was not final, and I mean, we could have taken another week and probably nailed down a few more of the problems, such as I lost my train of thought here. The movement penalty, that's what I was trying to say. So we do feel this build will be more than worth the wait. All the problems that the leagues and landers have pointed out to us have been looked at, and many have been corrected. With the addition of the match ready and G casualties, CVARs, clan game should improve all around. And I see Hornet OSX asking, is there an ETA on 1.32, the point release? The answer is no. I have not read anything. And even if I had information, we did sign an NDA, a non-disclosure act, with id Software, and I would not be able to give you that information anyway. Sorry. So that means you're going to have to find that information on the internet. PlanetQuake.com is probably a pretty good place to start. Shack News, Cached, you name it. Go to your local gaming site and see what else you can find. King Killer West, bite me. I'm reading, okay? Deal with it. Back to my rant, which I am reading. Yes, do you think I actually have this all memorized? Hell no. Hell no, I'm reading it. See, now I'm lost. Now I don't know where I... Gamers Who Pub, actually all gamers, will notice an immense difference in attributes for their weapons thanks to reduction of the movement penalty. Even our harshest, most vocal critics, like Tapper of the OGL, has given his endorsement to Beta 2.6. I'm sure many of you were around during 2.4, and you remember what Carnage Cowboys did. They actually rolled their servers back to 2.3, and things got a little messy for a while. But we did offer the build to Tapper while at QuakeCon. Tapper was, to say the least, pretty impressed with it. And we've actually gone in game with him here since QuakeCon, and he's had some good words to say about it. He really thinks it's a step in the right direction, and his comments do please us. That's not to say the community's comments don't please us, but then again, you guys haven't played it. Some of you have played it. Those on the QA team have, but many of you have not played it. Speaking of the quality assurance team, many continue to inquire about being part of the QA team, but it's not all roses for them. So you might have a misconception of what the team actually does. Unfortunately, they do get a taste of what Silicon Knights puts up with on a daily basis. Not only are they getting pressure from the community, wanting information or even asking for internal test pack files, but the development team also abuses them to a point. Not only, you know, we're trying to get tests set up, get some big tests set up on the different servers we have, but sometimes... You know, sometimes there's squabbles, inter-team squabbles between Sid and the QA team. In the end, I think it's all good. Hopefully they know we do appreciate everything they have done to this point. But I guess us on the development team, we sort of take it, I don't want to say we take it better, but we have been working together longer as a group. So, you know, maybe something that Blade Killer says to me that upsets me, you know, I sort of brush it off 2 hours later, come back, and it's all good. What's up, Cloudscape? Again, everybody here is just a gamer. Fortunately, these gamers have been asked to help us test our builds for one reason or another, and it's not uncommon practice to give internal builds. It's not common practice to give internal builds out to everyone who asked. in essence, right now, everyone is a beta tester, right? I mean, we are in beta 2.5. You are playing 2.5, so in essence, you are testing, right? Of course, try convincing people that who've been waiting 6.5 months for a new beta to be released by us, right? We are in beta, as I said, and you are testing, playing, and providing feedback. And like I said, I guess sometimes that's just not enough. Our QA team has put many hours of testing in, but in the end, all of the complaints and issues should not be raised with them. Raise them with the development team, myself, Blade Killer, 27, anyone on the team, because we are the final ones who give the release and the thumbs up or down as to when we release our new beta. And I know they've taken, especially back during 2.4, they took a lot of flack because the community thought it was a QA team who missed all these bugs. And it was them who gave their thumbs up to the release of Beta 2.4, when in essence, it was a development who said, you know what, we need to get this out there, and the community's going to love it. Unfortunately, that was not the case, and as I said earlier, things took a turn for the worse. Oh. What's up? I need to play a little sound here. I got to take a break, get a drink of water. We'll be right back. This is Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio.
Reason number 17 to listen to the Team Sportscast Network. Professional Productions.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to... whoa, there's a neat sound. What do we call that?
That's called...
My mic's not working.
Say hello. What is
this?
Your mic's not working.
I don't think my mic's plugged in and yours is.
Mine certainly is.
You think? Let's find out what's going on here. Wow, that sounds awesome.
Wow, yeah, there we go.
This is a real battle.
We'll be right back.
Dinosaur Jr. Feel the Pain right here on Urban Radio. I am Oswald, and you are on the TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. We are back checking things out in the Urban Radio server this week, brought to us by C4 Dell. As I said, the server is located locally here, Pasadena, California. That's Southern California, for those of you who have no idea where Pasadena is. Great little city over there. I do want to shout out, give props to the guys hanging out in the server right now. Z Lemming, True Brit, ILA Taurus, some fool named Pit Basilisk, Bastard, CLD Running Bomb, INR BRU, and Dell C4 is even there. Over on the blue side, we have Des Rat, Deshad, Shade, Graphic Fox Alphabet, Querties, ILA T Rex, and TAC. I also see Invis idling in there, and currently the red team is kicking the living daylights out of blue, 10-0. They're playing a little team survivor action over on Uptown. Looks like there are some positions open if you want to join in right now. As I said, team survivor, friendly fire is on. Glad I'm not playing, or else I think my bullets would be ending up in my teammates. It's always a good time if you want to connect. Server information is as follows: 209.179.21.4, port 27450. Hopefully somebody will spam that and pound to Urban Terror for me. And you can get over there and, as Jeff T would say, get your game on. We are back here, sort of done, almost done with what I'm getting ready to say here. First, a few shout-outs to some in the community. Shout out, belated happy birthday for No Leaf Clover over at Clan Triad from his entire clan. And Lord of Doom would like me to make an announcement that Terrace.net will be coming back online here this Sunday, I believe he said. So look for that. Terrorist.net, TerroristZ.net. So he's going to come back strong with a new columnist and some good information. So check that out. I'm actually checking the site out right now. I'm not able to give the link away. Look at the picture of Dragone. He's updated that mullet look of the 80s, and he's got he looks like G.I. Joe now. Drag's going to own me with that, but oh well. It's all good. So as I said, you'll be able to check that out this Sunday. And we do welcome back Lord of Doom, Vampirus, and all those who have made it Terrorist.net so successful up to this point. Back to my rant. As I was talking about before we left here, I'm trying to catch all the questions. Nemo in Pound TSN, all the maps go in the Q3UT2 directory inside of Quake 3 where the mod is. And they have to be in there in a PK3 format. If you need help, go to urbanterror.net, click on the map depot, and there's an entire paragraph there that will talk you right through what you need in order to make the maps work. Getting back to what I was saying about the quality assurance team, the guys on the quality assurance team are like you. They're gamers who have been asked by the development team to help out. Some are in clans, others aren't. Some are hardcore gamers, and others play for the fun and enjoyment. Skill levels, meh, they vary. One misconception is that many think the team must be filled up with skilled gamers. That's not the case. It never has been, and probably never will be. Testing means more than being just elite and being able to get to places on the maps that others don't. Of course, that's probably a nice feature to have. Skill to have, I mean. But we feel we do have a good mix on our quality assurance team, and if we do need anybody else, then we will approach you and ask you if you'd like to come help us. The testing does require time and dedication. Testing the build, bug hunting, finding those obscure issues that we know damn sure the community will find if we release it, right? And for all of their volunteer time and dedication, we thank them for all the hard work they've put in. Some of them have been with us for quite a while now, like Gleam. He's probably number one on our QA team just because of his tenure, and Gleam's done an amazing job for us. So don't give Gleam a hard time, please. Good guy, excellent tester, and we feel thanked to have him and everybody else on the QA team. And, of course, we know everybody else wants to be on it, but we just can't do that right now. So hopefully 2.6 will sort of push away the QA team and put the focus on the new release, right? Well, it's coming. It's coming. Well, this little rant or monologue or soapbox, whatever you'd like to call it, hopefully bring you up to date on some of the things as to why they've happened or why they're happening as they are. There have been many changes since the first mod began back in 1999. God, that was a long time ago, come to think of it now. August 5th, 2000 was Beta 1. Since then, the community has grown and expanded and changed. In our eyes, it's all for the better. Yeah, I know some of you are still stuck in the 1.27 frame of mine, sniping with the UMP-45. But unfortunately, we are not going to look back on those days. We're going to continue moving forward and continue taking your advice, information, input, and continue improving the mod. In my eyes, gamers do hate change, and once they get comfortable with something, they want to keep it that way, and they don't want to change. Seen it before, and we're seeing it again here, and I'm sure there'll be yet more to come once we release Beta 2.6. With that, I'm going to take one more break here. We've got to take care of a little business on the side. We'll come right back and talk a little bit about some information that we were supposed to provide to you, but we still don't have it. Drop a few comments on the t-shirts and call it a day. We'll be right back here on Urban Radio.
Start treating your mouse right with the Mouse Bungee Cord Controller. For super smooth handling, the Mouse Bungee incorporates a solid steel ballast, rubberized non-slip, non-scratch foot pads, and a cord clip. Mouse Bungee's specially designed springs provide subtle tension for dragless and snagless, virtually cordless control of any corded mouse. In just 60 seconds, you can wire up your Mouse Bungee and forever eliminate the hassle and interruptions caused by a dragging cord. Because it's made from sturdy materials, Mouse Bungee is designed for years and years of wear and tear. Stop by Everglide.com and get your very own Mouse Bungee today. Once again, that's www.everglide.com. Play and work with virtually cordless control. The Mouse Bungee.
Hello, and thank you for calling TSN. All of our DJs are currently trying to make the VCR stop linking 12. Please leave a message after the string of curses.
Stop blinking 12!
The Team Sportscast Network.
Metallica!
Every day is a good day for mandatory Metallica, right? It's Oswald. We're back here on Urban Radio. Brought to you by the Team Sportscast Network, TSNCentral.com. And you may be noticing I am pimping TSN a little bit more these days. It's because I got a good group over there I'm involved with. And got big things planned for you. Hopefully, not only on the Urban Terror front, but other games. Quake 3, we have DJ Wheat, just a stud when it comes to shoutcasting the one-on-one tournaments, as he did at QuakeCon. Also, I have Return to Castle Wolfenstein, brought to you by Harry Warwich and the Access Goat. Those are probably the two big draws over there, but not to be outdone. We do have DOD, MOA, as I said, Urban Terror, and the list goes on and on. So check out the website, tsncentral.com, and please do register. Who knows, maybe it'll win you some free swag. And everybody likes those two words, free and swag. And that's what we like about TSN. I do want to give a shout-out to everybody who is listening right now. Props to all of you. We are just over 100 listeners, and testament to such a strong community. I do want to say thank you for the entire development team, from the entire development team, for your continued support. Well, I was hoping to get you some information regarding the video that we taped at QuakeCon during our conference. As you know, we did speak at QuakeCon. We did have about an hour-long conference to a full audience, actually. We were sort of surprised. 5 minutes before, we're looking at it going, well, I don't think we're going to have a talk today. There's nobody in here. We'll talk with ourselves. But the room did fill up, and we did have a very good conference. Unfortunately, after talking to Roger over at PlanetQuake3.net, he said they've run into a few problems and that he's not gotten it off tape yet. So, like you, we are at the mercy and must wait. At this point, all the information presented in the conference has been released to the community. Things such as the new player and weapon models, which I believe showed up over on Dead Llamas. Crazy Butcher had actually created some of the new models. The Azeem 300, the Remington M870, the Power Ordnance 1640, just to name a few. Oh yeah, and the IMI, the Negev, the light machine gun. We also had a couple of models. We had a male model, Logan, and a female model, Tanya. Baby's got back too. That was probably one of the one of the biggest comments we had at the conference was Baby's got back, and Tanya had some nice big round butt back there too. Crystal Mesh is still working on her, so once he's done with that, we will get some more pictures of Tanya up on the website. We also introduced the new game modes. As we said, we're toying with about four of them: a bomb mode, infiltration, assault. And we are still discussing these at the moment. But you can expect object-based gaming missions for Beta 3. And we also showed off the level updates provided by Sweet Nuts. He'd gone through six or seven maps and gone into Photoshop, added and took away and tried to streamline many of the maps, such as Austria, Casa, Subway. Actually, Subway, Lurth did Subway. He's actually updating Subway for us. Nuck is updating Dam for us. Uptown is already being worked on by Battlecal. So we did provide quite a bit of information, and as I said, most of this has already been given to the community. There are still a few things that we have, I think, in our bag of goodies here that we'll probably just have to wait till next week, as I don't think I'll be able to get an update in today, as the traffic's going to start packing up here on the 405 South, and I don't want to be stuck in it. Speaking about 2.6, we have provided quite a few new screenshots the past few days on urbanterror.net. If you've been living under a rock the past few days and have not checked the site, then you might check it out. Thanks. FSK405S. Cuts to the chase. Release date for 3OAs. Guess what? I don't know. You know, if you ship me a bottle of tequila, fine tequila, I will give you a release date for 3.0. Does that mean we have to hit it? Hopefully not, but I could use the bottle of tequila. Nick Nuck Nuck, whatever his name is, Nick. You know, if I had that sounder queued up, I would play it from I can't remember, Thunder. The pronunciationally challenged shoutcaster, that's me. Unfortunately, I don't think I had that queued up, so you can't hear it, unfortunately. As I was saying, if you haven't checked out UrbanTerror.net recently, you might head on over there because we have given out some new information. Actually, here it is.
This radio program contains a pronunciationally challenged shoutcaster. Please take care selecting your shoutouts, for they might be susceptible to mispronunciation.
There. That's what happens. As I was saying, we have updated. Wow, we've given two updates in 2 days. Amazing what happens, huh? Actually, we updated on Thursday, I think it was. Wednesday. And showed off some new screenshots. Basically, it's showing off a little bit of everything. We have pictures of UT Riot up there from .exe. We have pictures of UT Metro up there by Barbecue. The updated version of UT Docs by Battle Cow. And each of them, each of the pictures holds something different in there. Many people have noticed the mini-map, which is quite configurable. You can move it around, I think, 8 positions on the screen. Top left, middle left, bottom left, center middle, you know, bottom right, etc. You can even turn it off. You can even toggle it on and off if you want. You can change the size. You can change the alpha channel on it, the transparency. You can do quite a few things. Cabo sucks. Sorry. I don't like Cabo. Patron's good. Give me some good Patron. Anyways, sorry. You guys are talking tequila. I can't concentrate here. Come on now. In some of the pictures, you'll also notice that the gamer is missing a head. Well, we have added headshots. Actually, not added. We have added the feature that selected weapons will actually take your head clean off. Desert Eagle being one of them, PSG-1 being another, and the SR-8. You know, the high-caliber, badass weapons. So you can check those out and give us your feedback. We do have a thread going in the general forums regarding this. If this is something that gamers would like to see or would not like to see. But 27 did add that feature a couple days ago, decapitation, and we think it's kind of cool. Sort of rewards a gamer with a trophy, right? Hey, look at what I just did. I can collect a head. One thing that won't happen, headshots won't be as commonplace in 2.6 as they are now in 2.5. So you can expect that. And yesterday, we actually gave you some more detail on that mini-map. Showed off the map Twin Lakes from Rabid Cow, who's a technical wizard when it comes to that stuff. He's done a very good job on UT Twin Lakes. Again, it's the same thing. It's showing off the position of the mini-map being moved around the screen. You'll also see that he has modified the mini-map TGA file. He has put a red and a blue border around it, which basically designates the sides, the red side, the blue side. Gamers can, or not gamers, excuse me, mappers can generate their own and modify their minimap, but that minimap must be included in the pack file and uploaded to the remote server in order to use it. So there are a few stipulations surrounding this. Somebody wanted to know about how the minimap would look with the NVGs on, the night vision goggles, or SID vision goggles, as we actually call them occasionally. And second row of the middle picture, you can see it. It sticks out pretty good. And what else? It's just a cool little feature. We think everybody will like it. If you call for a medic, your gamer will flash red. So a little bit easier to see when you're on the blue team, because you'll flash from blue to red, back to blue a couple times. If you're red, it'll basically just flash red and white, so you can see that somebody is calling for a medic. If you call, you know, enemy spotted, they'll see your little triangle flash, and hopefully that'll get some backup over there. But there are quite a few changes in 2.6, and these are just some of them. So if you haven't checked it out, UrbanTerror.net for the latest and greatest information on Urban Terror. Take one more break, and I will try to finish this off. I'm Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio.
Here at TSN, we know that gamers really want lots and lots of the sex.
I love it!
Thanks.
Anytime.
Log on to www.tsncentral.com for as much hummina hummina hoo-ha bow wow awooga as you can possibly handle. The Teen Sportscast Network. We call the shots.
Ah! Watch where you're shooting.
Whoa. Sorry.
TSN.
Only you can prevent forum fire.
Mr. Robot, don't worry, Mr. Robot, thank you very much, Mr.
problems plain to see. Too much technology. Machines to save our lives. Machines dehumanize.
The time has come at last.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Yeah, more 80s music, only the best right here on Urban Radio. I'm Oswald, we are back. And I'm running up against some time constraints here, so I'm going to power through everything else I have to get through. Answer a few questions that people have sent me here in IRC. Some of you might have read or actually seen, we did add a small link on UrbanTerror.net recently. That's the PayPal button in order to accept donations from the Urban Terror community. This is something we've actually toyed with over the past few months. Originally, it was brought up by the community asking how could they contribute to our development. And many did want to offer money in exchange for our services. So earlier this week, or late last week, I forgot when it was, we did make the final decision to add that link and post a message of thanks to all the fans and put it in the Urban Terror forum so people could, if they wanted to, donate. And as I said, remember, this is a donation. This is not a request by Siliconized Development to the community. If you do not want to donate, that's fine. Go on and do as you now. Play Urban Terror and enjoy yourself. But the option is there, and if you'd like to offer some money, please feel free. But if you do donate, do not expect or demand things from the development team. That's not how donations work. Any questions, you can go look up the word donation at dictionary.com. And that's basically out there to all those who do and do donate. We really don't care either way if you donate or not. It's just something that somebody had been talking about, so we decided to move on it. I know I shouldn't even go here, but I'm going to, as this will probably sound like Beta 2.6. Yeah, sure, as the shirts, the T-shirts are coming. Like, 2.6 is coming when Duke Nukem Forever is released. Well, okay. I know I've been talking about T-shirts for quite a while now. Fortunately, you get involved with a team of this size, and you're trying to finalize things and get figures set, and it takes a lot of work. It looks like we may... I know we do have the design finalized with Geekwares, thanks to Tommy and Andrew. Geekwares.com, if you're interested. It's just a matter of working out some of the monetary details, the money, the cash. We have not finalized that. That is the only thing I'm waiting on right now. At QuakeCon, the T-shirts that were sold by Geekwares ran $20 a pop, and they sold out relatively quickly. I'm sure Tommy would agree that if he could have doubled his order, he would have still sold out. If you have not seen them, check out the QuakeCon 2002 diary. I believe we have some in there. The shirts are actually navy blue with an Urban Terror logo. Actually, the logo that was supposed to go on the back was actually on the middle front. And it actually didn't look too bad. Everybody who bought one liked it. As I said, there was no logo on the back of the shirt. The development team also got shirts that Tommy did press, and those actually look like last year's shirt. They had the actual small, narrow logo on the front with the larger outline of the gamer on the back saying Urban Terror. So the team actually had different shirts. I'm not sure which ones were actually going to get pressed through Geekwares. It's going to be one of those two. And Tommy also made a polo shirt that had the stitched Urban Terror logo above the left breast. Nice looking polo, and I did receive many comments on it. So that was kind of cool. A couple of questions I want to run down here before we wrap things up today. BD Guy, I don't want to call him gay because I don't think that's right. Remember what I said, the pronunciation.
This radio program contains a pronunciationally challenged shoutcaster.
That's right.
Please take care selecting your shoutouts, for they might be susceptible to mispronunciation.
And that is my disclaimer. So from BD Guy Lee Gee, Call him BD Gee. I don't know. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. He says, any idea about the future of Urban Terror and Cid, specifically with Doom 3? Are there plans being made for either a mod or a full game based off the engine? Right now, we're not really looking that far ahead. Some of us would like to do another mod. But right now, I think it's too early to tell. We've seen bits and pieces of the Doom 3 engine in action. We like some of what it offers. Some things were eh. So right now, I can't really say. Like I said, depending on what happens to the team here, since we keep losing losing gamers to development teams. As you know, Sweetnuts was recently hired by Raven. He joins Apoxel. Got a couple of guys down in Australia, one at Chrome Studios, another over at 4D Rulers. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I think we do want to do another mod. What it will be right now, I don't know. Hopefully more information on that later. Nope, don't need that one. HR Tombstone, he says, Urban Terror has always been very modern realistic mod. It has more of a sophisticated theme than others, it seems. So what made Cid decide to go toward a Cold War theme for Beta 3? Well, we seem to draw quite a bit of criticism from our announcement of the Cold War theme. Seeing as that's sort of a late, actually it spanned quite a few decades, but what we were specifically looking at was the end of the Cold War, although I think the Cold War actually ended in 89, maybe 90, I forgot. But we're going to tweak that around a little bit. You'll have to wait and see what we do with it, but we're not actually going to go a strong Cold War theme. There will still be a theme. The reason we went with the theme was because we felt it would be easier to develop not only the mod, but each team, and some of the underlying game modes that will go along with it. So, yeah, thanks, Sweetnuts. Nice comment. I'll get together with you on that later this weekend, as I'm behind the eight ball here and got to get out. So we're probably going to go a little bit more fictitious in terms of a theme, but you'll just have to wait and see what we do. I'm actually in the process of rewriting our background information for Beta 3. So hang in there, and we will get to it. And I think those were the only questions I had. Whose question is that? Nope, that's done. that looks like... No. Shoot. Dead air. Just what Blanks told me not to do. How about this?
Has that tired old cloth-covered mouse pad of yours given you the slip one time too many?
God! Yes!
Everglide supplies a variety of affordable mouse pads designed to satisfy your computing needs. Whether you are a hardcore gamer or just someone that needs that extra bit of accuracy, Everglide's precision mousing surfaces are just what the doctor ordered.
Nice!
Don't get snagged by ordinary run-of-the-mill cloth pads. Let your mouse glide easily over one of our ultra-smooth, optical-friendly pads. With Everglide, you'll have the kind of smoothness you need to keep on fragging. We also offer custom-printed mousing surfaces. If you've ever wanted your team's logo on a mouse pad, now's your chance to own one personally designed for you. Don't keep waiting. Just stop by www.everglide.com and order yours today. Everglide mousing surface configurations are protected under national trademark laws. Looming Tree Productions Incorporated is a wholly owned sub-S corporation. Visit everglide.com for details.
Well, now that I'm back, so I was with you right here on Urban Radio. As we're approaching the end of the show here, I just got a few things to touch on. Fortunately, my sounder didn't work. Damn it! I thought I had this all set up to go, but guess what? I didn't. And there it is. I found it. So we can almost get back to the radio show here in just a minute. Ah, that's what I wanted. A little Herb Alpert, Tijuana Brass. You know what that means. That means the show is nearly over for today right here on TSN. Hopefully this is giving you some information behind what's been going on with Cid, with the community. All the resources right now are focused on Beta 2.6. If you want it as badly as we want to get rid of it. How about that? Don't believe me? Just ask anyone on the development team, and I'm sure they'll agree. Next week on the show, we'll see where we stand on the latest build. Code Merge should be happening this weekend down in Australia and New Zealand between 27 and Density R2 coding gurus. As soon as we get that information from them and something happens, we will let you know the details. Hopefully a release date will follow shortly after that. Coming up this weekend on TSN, be sure to catch Pound Challenges. 1v1 CPMA action tonight. Star 69 Dollar taking on Rat. With your host in the box, DJ Week, on all the action starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday, the lecture with Icy begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Tune in as Icy comments on everything he can find relating to the internet world with his unique and ultra-conservative tone. No homework required, but some pre-lecture preparation is encouraged. And also Saturday night, tune in to Mandatory Metal with your host, Jeff T. Pound Metal, for more information right here on IRC. Thanks for playing. Listen to Urban Radio for Silicon Ice Development. I'm Oswald. We thank you for your support. See you next week. I'm out.
It's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.